Right. Okay. And that's how we use Faku to increase our profits. Oh, shit. The mic is hot.
Hey. Hey, everybody. So that was the end of the final block that I had prepared. But good news. We have 5 extra questions as donated by Suzubra. So everybody thanks Suzubra for making sure that tonight's quiz goes a little longer. And I'm just going to go ahead and type these questions in. And I type these manually. Clickety-clack. Thank God I don't have a mechanical keyboard. It'd be even longer. Okay. So, the next question is, what year was JoJo Phantom Blood animated by David Productions? In what year was JoJo Phantom Blood animated by David Productions? Well, somebody is trying to make us all cry. The answer is 2012, and the request is for one more time, one more chance. Talking about somebody's bringing up the shitstorm from Flowers of Evil, Akunohana. That's it. That shitstorm was great, by the way. I should mention the answer was 2012, and the request was for one more time, one more chance. The Flowers of Evil shitstorm was indeed fantastic, but holy hell, was the free shitstorm hilarious. It was, you know what I think it was? The Flowers of Evil shitstorm was a lot of anger, but the free shitstorm was like a lot of denial. There was so much like, oh, KyoAni will never do this, like there's no way, like the diagram where somebody took the silhouettes and was trying to like ration out how, like, I think it was Haruhi was going to be the new thing announcement, because like the way they were trying to fit the characters into the silhouettes of the free characters, it was so fucking funny. I wish I still had that image somewhere. Oh, I was laughing really fucking hard. But yeah, that was a fantastic shitstorm. Anyway, next question. Clickety clack, clickety click. Okay. In Durarara, what character made a cameo as a cardboard cutout? In Durarara, what character made a cameo as a cardboard cutout?
Hayai. Hayai sugiru zo.
Wow, I'm impressed. Anyway, the answer was Horo. Horo, Corbo, whatever you want to call her. And the request was for Groovin' Magic. Nice taste, as always. Alright, next question. Click lag. Okay, in Hararaku Mao-sama, what is the name of the... what is the parody name of the fast food chain that he works at? In Hararaku Mao-sama, what is the parody name of the fast food chain he works at? This is great, because there's so many, like, there's so many parody names in anime that have appeared that if you don't know it, you'll guess, like, McDonald's or something. I don't know why somebody posted more fucking Western music. I really hope that the guy who requested this is not the same one who requested the other two. But anyway, McRonald's, that's it. McRonald's is the question, is the answer. And the R was for Boris Sometimes. Okay.
I will have to get my hands on that. Post it in the thread if you feel like it.
Okay. Next question. Okay. In 2018, what anime was simulcast in English and Japanese? In 2018, what anime was simulcast in English and Japanese?
Oh, I guess, what do you know? This one's not so fucking easy.
Holy shit, that Dougal IQ roll. That is, pretty fucking brutal. I can't, how will I ever recover? All right. Somebody with the trigger finger. The answer is Space Dandy. I think, if I recall correctly, it's one of the first anime to really be simulcast the way they're doing a lot of the shows now. And Cladonoia is the request. Nice. And the final question of the night. And this is a great one. What year did Gainax ruin Christmas?